to oppose the World Council of Churches for its liberalism, now says it's the end of the world that is coming. A world of chaos, of war, of conflict, Islam on the West, there's pollution, there's climate warming, there's needing a greening revolution. So now we've got to work to bring in the kingdom of God. And how do you do it? You get all your Christian relief agencies that are evangelical, you join hands with the Muslim relief agencies, and together you work to bring in God's kingdom to usher in the last days. And you say, well, on the one hand, it sounds wonderful. You want to buy it, don't you? And then you start scratching your head. Is that really true? Am I called to work with Muslims so that God's kingdom will ultimately come? What do I do with Jesus? What do I do with preaching the gospel? What do I do about salvation? And if I affirm the Muslim in that way, am I saying he's on his way to heaven as well? So we come now to the Common Word movement, Yale last year, where the top Christian leaders met with the top Muslim leaders. They signed a common statement saying both religions is founded on God's love, love of God and love of neighbor. And whether you be a mission leader or a church leader, Pentecostal, charismatic, Baptist, you took pen to paper and you sign your name and say, I affirm it. And you affirmed a lie. But now the World Economic Forum has created C1. And the Bishop of London and the Sheikh of the Al-Azhar are going to go around the world. And they're going to start common word groups in every city, in every place. So Muslim and Christian can meet together and study together and work together to bring about global transformation and an age of peace and harmony. So where are we today? Why buy Christianity if it's no different from any other religion? Why bother with it? Why belong to it? It has no duties, no liturgy, no order, no discipline, no theology. It doesn't believe the Bible anymore because it's ashamed of it. It's ashamed of a Jesus who says he's unique and he's going to judge the world. You don't want to use language like that. That's pretty offensive language, isn't it? And you don't say people are going to be lost and go to hell. Our age don't speak language like that. So let's get rid of it. And